AP Newswire posted to outlets all over the world yesterday, said that the Democratic Republic of the Congo has sent 500 troops to join a Uganda-led military effort to hunt down Joseph Kony, the fugitive head of the Lord's Resistance Army, or LRA, bringing the number of African soldiers deployed against the LRA up to 3,350, assisted by U.S. Special Forces. KPFA has, for the past 3 years, broadcast the voices of journalists, scholars, and anti-war activists, including Black Star editor Milton Alamadi, Friends of the Congo executive director Maurice Carney, and journalist Keith Harmon Snow, who all say that the hunt for the LRA is really about securing East and Central African oil. KPFA's Ann Garrison filed this report.
Ugandan-American Black Star news editor Milton Alamadi said that the fraudulent nature of the U.S.-backed hunt for Joseph Kony and the LRA hasn't changed since he said this on KPFA in late 2010.
I don't buy this LRA business, not for 1 minute. The United States is not interested in going after the LRA. If the Ugandan government, which is familiar with the terrain, could not defeat the LRA in 24 years of conflict, what added dimension can the United States bring to this? We already saw one disastrous instance in December 2008 using U.S. logistical support and intelligence. The Ugandan army attacked the LRA camp at Garamba in the Democratic Republic of Congo. And the consequences were just disastrous. They failed to get the key leaders of the LRA and instead provoked massacres of innocent Congolese civilians. Who knows who did the killings, whether it was the LRA or the Ugandan troops. It was a massive disaster.
Alamadi, like many other Africa scholars, has always said that the U.S. hunt for Joseph Kony is a fraud designed to secure East and Central African oil for U.S. and other Western interests. Though not reachable by phone today, Alamadi sent KPFA a message saying that, quote, these troops are not going to hunt for anything except maybe natural resource loot. John Prendergast and General Museveni probably wrote that newswire together to make it look like things are now normal between Uganda and Congo and like both are searching for a common enemy, unquote. In 2012, the UN Group of Experts on the Democratic Republic of the Congo produced a report saying that the M23 militia, which had resumed the war for control of resource-rich eastern Congo, was backed by Uganda and Rwanda, and that M23's top officers even reported to top defense and security officials in Uganda and Rwanda. But the UN Security Council, heavily influenced by UN Ambassador Susan Rice, has refused to sanction officials of both countries. Both are longstanding U.S. allies and, quote-unquote, military partners. For Pacifica, KPFA and Afrobeat Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.